Now, Troy Iwanek, of course, is a board member at the Meadows Race Club, Greyhound Racing Club, and he joins us now. Troy, good morning.
Morning, Gareth.
Geez, I'm excited about Saturday night. The best greyhounds to do battle, the best stayers, and then the best sprinters in the Australian Cup, and then the stayers. It's a wonderful field for the super stayers there on Saturday night as well.
It's an amazing card. The talent is spread throughout the card. The two feature races, the Fanabale Super Stayers, such an even race. I'm really still not sure who I like in it. And the Australian Cup, well, the big question, can Whiskey Wright get across, yeah, or are we going to see someone else pop up?
We had Anthony as a party on the Breakfast Club this morning, and he was terrific to listen to with the boys. And he did. I think he's concerned about Scatterbox going to the right and knocking him over at the start. Listening to Troy Little, the gun form guru, he probably, I think, thinks that way as well. So it's, I thought he'd be a little bit longer at the moment, Whiskey Wright, than $2.10.
Yeah, look, I probably share their concerns as well. When you watch the replays and you watch the form guide, unlike the horses, there's no one controlling the dogs, and yeah, they tend to have repetitious behaviours in the way they race and patterns. And, yeah, look, Scatterbox probably does want to step up with the track a little bit, and Whiskey's going to have to be absolutely on his peak to get to the post and get across. It's a really tough race, and yeah, it should be very interesting.
Is this your biggest night of the year at the Meadows?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's our big race, the Australian Cup. It's a three-week carnival, and it's one that we'd certainly look forward to and try to plan.
How many people will you get there on Saturday night?
Oh, look, as many as we can.
Yeah.
We're talking probably in the thousands, but yeah, we're hoping for a big crowd this week. We've probably been unfortunate the last few carnivals that we've had in and races like the Top Gun, we've had bad weather.
Yeah.
Not to blame Melbourne's weather, but hopefully this sad day it stays fine. People get out there, and if you've never been, I certainly believe this is the time to come out and have a look, because you're going to see amazing greyhound action. It's going to be great atmosphere, and there's going to be plenty to do.
I think people, if they get there and they've never been to the greyhounds, I think they would be surprised.
I would say that definitely. Yeah. Most people that I've taken to the track that have never been, they have preconceived ideas from what they've heard. They get there and they realise it's nothing like that, and they have a great night, and then they're asking when they can come next. So if you've never been, definitely get down there, have a look for yourself, check it out. You won't be disappointed.
Who wins the Super Stays? True Detective was pretty awesome in his heat last week, and he's part home by our great friend here on RSN, especially RSN Central, Georgie Ferrugia. But his Tears, of course, the brother to Tornado Tears, who's unfortunately not in the series because he's injured. It's a terrific field, and Just Terms just keeps on doing what she does best, and chasing hard. And her run the other day in the heat where she finished second was unbelievable, really.
Yeah, look, it's a tremendous race, and it's pretty difficult to pin one winner out of it, because it depends on, I think Rajasthan holds the key to the race.
Yeah.
His early sectional of 482 last week, if he does that, he can put pressure on True Detective, potentially even cross him early. True Detective, we know he loves the red box. He's won a third of his races off the red box. If he gets near the lead, he will be tough to catch. But Rajasthan, if he puts pressure on and causes that bit of interference up front, dog like His Tears could be sitting off from just behind, and he may get his chance on Saturday night to sit close enough, get the clear run, and get home. I think the dog that probably needs to be looked at is Rockstar Beeve. Great form at the moment, ran a terrific race last week, ran down Rajasthan, and I think he could get the run into the race.
Yep.
And we can't overlook Just Terms.
Yep.
Terrific form.
She'll be winning Just Terms. Don't worry about that, Troy. What about, so the Australian Cup, if Whiskey Wright didn't draw box number 80, he's probably $1.50, $1.40, especially if he drew inside of a greyhound like Scatterbox. But now he's drawn box number 80, he might start closer to $3.
Yeah, look, it's just been so unfortunate with a box draw in this race, the way it's panned out for him.
Worst possible box draw.
I would say so. You're off the track, you've got a wide runner inside of you, and it's just not where you want to be. But in saying that, the good dogs find a way to get it done, and it's not impossible for him, and we know how talented he is. We saw what he did in the heat, and his time was incredible.
Yep.
His performance was incredible, and his box speed was incredible. We know he can, you know, there's potentially a little bit of speed early still for him to improve. But in saying that, I'm tipping Hardaway Winnie in it.
Okay.
I think her box form's incredible. She loves to be in the middle of the track. Afton Cade, I went back and watched a few of his replays. Off the red in his earlier days, he wanted to come off one step. The time he did win off the red, he had a vacant box in two. So I think him and Mr. Hollywood most likely will want to step a little bit to the right out of the box. Hardstyle Rico, I think, will improve off its last week's performance where it missed the kick. Doing that, I think it gets the run against those two, which might be stepping slightly right from the inside. Last Tarara, I think, will hold its position, which gives Hardaway Winnie a beautiful run down the middle of the track. And for early sectionals, if she repeats that, she's going to be very close to in the front.
Can't wait. So many questions need to be answered on Saturday night, and they'll be answered during those races, of course. So we would love to know those answers right now so we could make some money. But I think that's what makes Saturday night so intriguing. If you want to get to the Greyhounds on Saturday night, it's pretty easy. It's about a 15-20 minute drive from the CBD, the Meadows. It's in Broadmeadows. It's a lovely facility. There's plenty for the kids to do. If you're there with a group of mates, there's plenty of opportunity to find a drink and a wonderful food. The buffet is superb upstairs. And, of course, you can have a quiet bed as well.
Yeah, look, it is free entry. We have prizes, giveaways, and plenty of kids' entertainment on the night. Upstairs dining is booked out.
It's actually
sold out upstairs. Okay. There will be 300 show bags for the first kids on course. There will be a $10,000 giveaway prize.
$10,000 giving away?
Five $1,000 prize giveaways.
Okay.
There will be food trucks and, of course, happy hour prices all night, $2.50 pots and $3.50 schooners.
Okay.
But I do want to insist that if you do want to come and you want to have a great night, get a ticket for the Canadian Club Lawn. There's only limited tickets available. It is going to be hosted by you, Gareth.
Yep.
Like we said before, four free drinks, food, live entertainment. It is positioned on the terrace, which is an unbelievable view of the first corner of that race.
Yep.
You're pitched up higher than standing level. And it should be a great night. I think it's going to be a great party atmosphere. And if you're looking to still come, definitely.
So how much are those tickets?
$50 per person.
$50.
And like we said, that includes your first four free drinks and food.
And I'm giving away 10 tickets tomorrow for the tent. So I'll get in pretty quickly because hopefully, and we'll be I'll have the A set of tips as well with me. Don't worry about that, Troy. So if you're coming to the tent, expect to make money. We will make money. There's no doubt about it. I've got it all figured out.
They're your words, but yes, we'll do our best.
No, I will, Troy. Don't worry about that. I've got some people that I've employed to do the form for me that don't lose. So hopefully we can have some fun there on Saturday night in that marquee. And $50 a ticket, how do we do that? Do we just ring the Meadows?
Ring the Meadows, 93555222. That's 93555222.
Or you just Google it on the internet
Google,
as well.
Yeah. Check Facebook. I think there's a link there for the tickets as well through the events page. But as I said, there's only limited tickets available. So if you are keen, get on board, get a group together, come down, check it out and have a great night.
I'll have a trivia competition tomorrow morning at 11:30. Whoever wins gets 10 tickets. So it'd be great for a member of a local cricket club around that area to take your mates to the Meadows with 10 free tickets to spend some time in that tent. Looking forward to it, Troy. Bring on Saturday night, one of the great nights of chasing action in this country. If you're not there, you can watch it on Channel 7 and Sky Racing, of course, on Sky Racing Active.
Yeah, I failed to mention that, and I probably should have. Of course, we've got the free-to-air coverage as well. If you can't make it on course at 9 o'clock, check out 7 Mate, I believe it is. We're going to have a one-hour special, which should be fantastic. It will cover the whole the feature two races. Just either check it out on TV and watch it for yourself or get down on course. I can't speak that enough.
All right, mate. And you're single too, and there'll be a lot of single ladies there as well. So if you're looking for love as well, Troy's an eligible bachelor for you to meet him in the tent.
I didn't realise this was the bachelor. But
no, this is married at first sight now. Good on you, Troy. Hey, who would you prefer, Buddy Franklin or Wayne Carey?
You're going to hate my response to this, but I don't like comparing champions from two areas, two very different styles of football.
Yes.
But as a West Coast supporter and watching Djokovic and Carey back in the day, I'd have to lean towards Carey, but I don't like comparing champions from different leagues.
So you're sitting on you went with Carey?
If I had to.
Okay, good on you, Troy. There's Troy Iwanyk, of course, a board member there at the Meadows Greyhound Club. And obviously it's a big, big night there on Saturday night. The Australian Cup, the Super Stay is looking forward to that Group 1 action.